Up, everybody. Welcome to episode number 82 of the Unknown Games Podcast. We're back for a Golden Week little special deal here, keeping it short because we're, we're on vacation, essentially. Keeping it real.
Yep.
So I'm your host, Adrian, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Alex. What's up, man? How's it going? How's your...
How's it going, week? It's good.
Yeah,
how's your DW? I've wasted it, essentially.
Well,
I've been wasting it because I'm not doing shit. I mean, like... Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to play video games. Or I want to do a productive thing. I'm going to make YouTube videos, whatever. I've been sleeping, essentially, and being on YouTube.
Sleep is very important. Like,
sleep is a good thing,
you know?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you track your sleep or not, but I track my sleep. And the app that I use tracks what they call a sleep deficit. So how much of your sleep are you not... Like, every time you like, don't hit your goal, essentially, how much are you under? What percentage is your deficit, right?
Right.
I was at 30% deficit from not sleeping, like just not sleeping, basically. So as of today, I am at 0.9% deficit. So tomorrow, if I can just hit my sleep goal, essentially, and beat it by like a minute, I'll be at 0% sleep debt finally first time in my life, only to fuck it up when I start working.
When work starts again.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you actually feel that? I mean, I feel the difference when I get enough sleep, but I don't know about like overturning a deficit. I don't know, like, is that even possible? Like, it's possible, but do you actually feel, can you catch up on sleep?
Yeah,
they go back and forth on it.
I honestly feel like some people would argue that, like, you can't, like, once you don't have sleep, you can't make it up, essentially. Like, people are like, oh, your body doesn't work that way. Like, if you sleep for 3 hours every single day for a month, and then for one day you just sleep for 24 hours, are you suddenly... does that, like, eliminate, you know,
right,
your month of shitty sleep? And I don't know, I'm not an expert on the thing or whatever, but all I know is that I've been sleeping shitty and now I'm sleeping not shitty. So
yeah. Well, I guess the moral of the story is, if you can take a vacation, everyone, or a couple of days off, like, in a row, it's always you'll feel better after it, hopefully, and you'll just be a better person, I think. I don't know about a better person.
No, I'm still
you're still not a better person.
I'm not a good person at all, I think. And that sleep's not going to fix that. I can't sleep for like 48 hours and suddenly I'm, you know, Mother Teresa or anything. But
sleep hasn't fixed my failure attempts. I still fail. So that's human, though. That's human. That's a good thing. I'm absolute failure chicken. But yeah, thanks everyone for joining us. If you're here on YouTube, or if you are listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast, Anchor.fm, any of those podcasting sources, thanks for being here. This is episode, like I said, number 82, and this is the Unknown Games Podcast, where we talk about video games, our life here in Japan, sometimes the occasional fast food. There we go. Today, we're keeping it short. I had an interesting stream that some of you may have.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
May have seen some for Phasmophobia. So this is all going to be about Phasmophobia VR and also the Steam games that are on sale right now for Golden Week. Now, those Golden Week games, by the time this podcast goes up, it's going to be finished. Golden Week only goes until like what, the 6th, 7th?
Officially in JP, it ends on the 5th because the 6th is a working day again. So I believe the Steam sale also ends on the 6th. Maybe it's the 7th. I'm not sure. I have Steam open right now, actually. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes until May 6th, 10 a.m. Pacific. So that's basically 7th in Japan, but, you know, still.
Okay. So yeah, but we're just going to throw out our wish list games, or things that you should probably wish list, that you should, if you see them on sale next time or next Golden Week, you should probably get them. Some good games. So we're going to be going through those. But yeah, other than that, that's pretty much it. I guess we'll hop on into it. Phasmophobia, sure. VR. I did a stream, and I think I've been streaming a little bit more often for Golden Week specifically. I started off with Firewatch, which is a nice, you know, narrative game, and it's really short. And after that, I was like, you know, stream has been wanting to see Phasmophobia VR for a while. At first, they were like, "Yo, can you do Resident Evil 7 in VR?" And I was like, "Sure, I guess I can." Until it's a PSVR exclusive. Can't do
Oh, it's
that.
exclusive PSVR? Oh,
Yeah,
shitty.
I thought that would have been done by now. I was like, "Okay, I guess I can't do that." So the next best thing, people were like, "Yo, do Phasmo," and I was like, "Okay." So I did Phasmophobia, and I'm not doing that again.
Like ever again?
I mean, maybe again. I don't know. I don't think they'll get the same reactions. I think I'm used to it more now than I was before, when I was literally just there is literally a moment where I think I fell to the floor
You
in
did.
fear.
It was pretty funny. I laughed. Everyone laughed. I clipped it. I just showed everyone, and they all laughed. They
That
laughed. They
was
laughed. They laughed at you specifically.
yeah, they laughed at me. It wasn't like
Yeah.
no one was laughing with me.
No
Everyone
one
was
was laughing with
laughing.
you. Everyone was
Yeah.
laughing at you.
Everyone was laughing at me. It was one of those moments where I was just like, oh, snap. But I mean, like, I guess going from VR, and this is actually the moment when it happened, somewhere around here. You can see I'm walking around in my room, and
Pretty funny.
sorry, I'm looking at myself. Literally, why am I in the fetal position? I still don't know this
Yeah,
today.
you. Why did you crawl into the fetal position? Like some kind of psychological safety blanket or something. That's pretty
It
funny,
was
yeah.
like, yeah, I fell down, and then like, okay, anyways, we'll go from the beginning. So Phasmophobia can be played in VR and non-VR, and you
I
know,
think it's designed as a VR game, actually, to be honest.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
especially when I was looking at the menus the very first time, I was like, hey, I
Yeah,
think
it's
this is
meant for VR.
it's meant for VR, which is interesting because the movement in VR is, I would say smoother. I don't, you know, like when you're walking in Phasmo on normal, it feels like you're like moving at a sludge pace, like you don't really
Yeah,
move that
I
fast.
think honestly the reason why it feels slowed in on VR players is because it's designed specifically for VR players, so it doesn't bother you as much, I think, in VR.
No, I feel like I was moving at a good, like a decent
Yeah.
walk speed, but I don't know what the run button is. I don't know if there's a run button. I know that if I
I mean
take
the
steps, I do actually take steps in the game.
Right. So what's the main method of locomotion? Is it teleport or is it like joystick?
It's a joystick. So you
Okay.
have both of your joysticks. Your left one controls your movement, and your right one will control your head turning, essentially. If you I, and that's where you have to it takes a little bit of time to get used to, knowing that you can essentially turn your head.
I would just turn my own head for looking, but for movement, because I have a VR headset as well, and most games either teleport or walk with the joystick. And if you have a huge ass open space, like we don't in Japan, you probably want to use walk, but if you have a tight space, you're probably going to be teleporting way more.
And it's, I will say one thing that I really did like was being able to run from the ghost, but also look back at the ghost. So I was moving forward, but I
I
could
mean,
also look back at the same time.
you can do that on a keyboard and mouse though.
What,
You
you
just
can?
hold S. You hold the S key. I don't understand. You just
No,
hold.
but I mean, like, it was, I felt like like for me at least, I felt like I was running away because I was like, I had my hand holding the flashlight because I have to hold the flashlight, right?
Oh, I guess you could do that. You could hold the flashlight forward and turn your head
And turn your head, yeah.
and move forward, but as for walking backwards, you can just push S on your keyboard and that'll do the job. Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you do have, I was playing this on the Oculus Quest 2,
Right.
which is $299 retails a USD, which is a great deal. I always thought it was going to be more. I know we did the VR special and we're looking at the prices, and I was like, oh my goodness, this isn't that expensive.
Yeah, $299 is the price of a console. If you want to buy a Switch or whatever, that's $300. I don't know what it is USD. Is it 300 USD? Is it 250? I don't
It
know.
is. I think it's 300 USD,
Okay,
299
because
USD.
it's Sanman in Japan, which I would lead me to believe that it's 250 or something USD. I don't know. I don't live in America, so I don't pay attention to American pricing, but
With tax, it's like 370-ish bucks or something, 350 or something after
right.
tax. But
In any case, it's the cost of a console, so I mean, I think that's fair. It's a fair price.
it's a fair price. And like I said, it's come with some cool benefits. Now, one of the most recent update was the fact that you can now do this thing called Air Link, which essentially is streaming the desktop you know, whatever game you have on your desktop to your Oculus without any wires, which is
which is really nice. So
really nice. And it didn't act up too much in the stream. Like, there's sometimes where you'll see my footage kind of go from like left to right, but there's, you know, it'll kind of glitch a little bit. But for the most part, it was pretty smooth, and I got like 2 hours of battery life.
Right, which is like a standard play session, I think.
Yeah, which was good.
Can you buy like a big ass third-party battery pack, or is it internal battery? How does that work?
It's an internal battery. I don't know.
It's charged, like, was that USB-C or what?
Yeah, USB-C. So I assume like if you want to get like a battery pack and then just strap it to you while you're playing, you can totally do that.
Oh, yeah.
Have it charge.
Huh, interesting. You should consider that. Get like what is it? Like an anchor,
like an anchor
battery pack or something. Yeah, and then just tape that to your belt. So I don't know.
My butt gets hot. Like, what? But I mean, so you can do that, or you can buy. There's a $70 cable that does. You know, it attaches to your computer USB-C and then attaches to the Oculus. So it'll charge your Oculus Quest a little bit. It's still like negative returns. What do you call that? Not negative returns, but
it's still discharging slowly.
It's still discharging slowly. But you can do that. But the only thing is, when you're doing room scale stuff, you will feel like you might get tangled up in it. That's why I chose not to use it this time and try this way.
Right. I think VR is a very interesting industry, I believe, because I still think it has a long, long, long way to go before it's like has reached a more, what's the word, like a healthy adoption rate. I would say most of my friends don't own a VR headset, but most of my friends do own a console of some kind.
True.
And then less of those friends have gaming PCs. But if you go to some, I would say, more industrial or business-like applications for VR, I think it's come a long way. I think those businesses upgrade really quickly. For example, if you go to the VR park in Shibuya, the last time I went to the VR park in Shibuya, I believe they were using Gen 1 Vives. And then when the Vive Pro came out, I think they switched to the Vive Pro. But those aren't wireless headsets, right? Those are tethered with a huge ass like a breakout box and everything.
Huge tether.
Yeah, and I think in order to get around that issue with having a bunch of people in the same space with wired headsets, that's a recipe for disaster. I believe they were suspending all of the cables on the ceiling, and they used basically like a, what's the word, like a, not a pulley system, but like a free floating anchor, not anchor, but like all the cables were above you, and then they would just move with the human.
Is that a pulley? It's not a pulley, but it's not a belt, but you know, it's moving when you
and
move
it's just,
above
the,
you.
All the cables are above you, so when you walk, the other cables are going up. And that was a while ago, so I'm not sure. I haven't been outside in a while.
Yeah, we haven't. I don't even know if those places are like.
Are they still open
for good now? Like,
but I suspect that now that we have a bunch of wireless headsets, Oculus Quest being one of them, I think the Vive HTC Cosmos or something like that, that's another wireless one.
I think so. I think, there's definitely probably another one in that space for sure.
Right. And I think if you are running a VR park like that, why would you ever want to use tethers? You know what I mean? Why want to just go straight to wireless? It makes everything better,
it so much better. And I mean, like the future of VR is really cool. I mean, like you talked about the VR park in Shibuya, and they have a couple in, I think there's one in Shinjuku and a couple places here in Japan. But I remember going to it, and I think right as it first opened, you know, Mario Kart was one of the main attractions, riding inside of an Eva from Evangelion. And I think you could do like a Goku. You could be like a shoot Kamehamehas against each other in like this kind of multiplayer Dragon Ball thing. But
that sounds really bad.
That one was bad. The Mario Kart, awful, Mario Kart was where it was at.
That's where it was. How much was that? Like, was that like $10 per play or something?
The thing is, it was on a ticket system. And this is when I thought for the first time, like, this is literally just an amusement park. There's like 100 plus people in here lining up for rides, but the rides fit inside a gym, basically. You know what I mean? And it's insane that you could have all that. Because the Mario Kart ride, I think overall the ticket was around $50. And that means that you could, for $10, you could play, you know, one game a piece. So you could line up again if you wanted to. But the line was like an hour or something for Mario Kart. And I was like, all right, well, I'll do this once. But it was insane just to think of that as like a possibility in the near future. Like, heck, Disneyland could. You could go to Disneyland like that, you know what I mean? And enjoy a ride.
Yeah, and they might sell it. I know, I mean, It's definitely untapped. People could explore that kind of space where you could sell vacations in a sense, like as VR experiences. It would need to be priced appropriately. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't want to charge the same amount because you're not really going anywhere. You're not like
You're not really,
smelling the
you're not
ocean.
smelling
You're
the
not
ocean.
feeling the breeze or whatever, right? It's just literally just VR headset. VR headset, don't get me wrong. VR headsets have come a long way, but there's still room for improvement. Like, what's the refresh rate of your Quest, for example? It's 72 hertz or what?
So
75 hertz rather?
right now, at least for Steam stuff, unless you unlock it, it's 72 hertz or 75
It
hertz.
hurts, yeah.
And then for Oculus natively, it's 90 hertz, but the most recent update has now pushed everything, as long as the developer enables it or programs it, to 120 hertz,
Which is really good, actually.
which is
That's, I
really
mean,
good.
it could be
Everything's
better. Obviously,
smooth.
like, we have 240 hertz displays that are kind of expensive and that kind of thing. What about the screen door effect? I don't have a Quest 2. You know what the screen door effect is, right? Where you can
What?
see kind of the pixels because it's so close to your face.
No, I can't see any pixels. It's really, that's like, I was so surprised when I first put the Quest 2 on, because I was expecting, I know it's an HD screen, I know it's, X amount of pixels or whatever, and I was just like, okay, how is this actually going to look? And I have yet to actually experience anything like that, to me. I
So
don't think I've seen it.
I'm looking at the specs for the Quest 2. It looks like 1832 by 1920 per eye,
Right, per eye.
which is pretty good. If you can have that plus a higher refresh rate, that should alleviate the screen door effect. Screen door effect is basically, yeah, where you can basically see like the display because it's so close to your face. And it's called the screen door effect because it looks like you're looking through a screen door, essentially.
Okay, now I know what you're talking about. I haven't had that, because I'm thinking about screen door, and I was like, okay, yeah, I haven't had
Yeah,
that yet,
I'm
which is
looking at
nice.
the specs for the HTC Vive, which is the headset that I have, and I actually do see, I can see the pixels, and that's 1080 by 1200 per eye, and
Okay.
apparently the refresh rate is 90. I didn't know that, so that's pretty good. But no, the screen door effect is basically because you have a display lit, like, I don't know, like what, an inch and a half from your eye.
Yeah, it's dude, VR is so weird because, like you said, the screen is like so close to your eye, but it feels so natural when you're looking through it. And it doesn't feel like, sometimes I forget that I'm in VR. I was playing Phasmo for an entire 2 hours on the stream straight. I didn't take a break. I didn't sip water. I didn't do anything. And I'm not one that usually gets motion sickness in VR. So for me, it was just seamless the entire time. Now,
Yeah, I think Phasma would be a good one for not getting motion sick because you're kind of mostly standing around.
Right.
So it's not too bad. There's been some headsets, I think, that are experimenting with like 4K or something like that, which is really, really high, but they're very
Whoa.
expensive. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know what Phasmo was already kind of scared. It would always, it always kind of scared me before. But jumping into it in VR just made me feel a little bit, I don't know. I had claustrophobic, like you can't escape the ghost. That's why I fell down. There were moments where I was against my desk and like the ghost was coming
Oh,
towards
and
me, and I
you're
would,
actually like physically trapped. Yeah.
I was trying to like get away, but
So
I literally couldn't.
even if there's space behind you in game, you can't move because you're physically like backing
I was,
into an object. Okay,
yeah.
yeah.
There was one part where I was just stuck against my bookshelf, and I knew I was against my bookshelf in real life, but I
You
couldn't
couldn't
move.
like back up any further, and even though you had the space in the video game,
Yeah,
right?
and I started to panic, and I was like, I didn't know which buttons I was pressing. And I mean, if you really want to just kind of immerse yourself in a game in a different way, and everything's to scale, you know what I mean? Like when you guys were walking up to me as the other players, besides going straight through my body, you were, you guys were, I could be like, oh, this is how tall this character model is in real life.
Yeah, I've done the same thing too, like the last time I put on a VR headset, but it's interesting to like get a certain scale of things,
Yeah, I
with the
mean,
environments, and you're like, oh, that's really fucking big, actually.
even something like Superhot. I know you talked about Superhot a lot, but Superhot scared the mess out of me the first time I tried.
Why did it scare you? It's not a scary
Because
game.
those it's, yeah, it's not a scary game. It's just like, but it was just the fact that those like the character models were so large, and they were just coming at me. I was like, oh crap, and I was just like, whoa, let me get out of here. Like I felt like when they were punching me or they would do something, like I felt like if there was force feedback or something that was on my body, I would have felt like they would have actually hit me, like, but they can't because, of course, they're not real. But my brain, it's just thinking.
I definitely feel like Super Hot is like definitely one of the games that I would recommend people who have the VR headset for the first time go and check out. It's just really fun. There's something like super unique about like grabbing a knife from a table, cutting a bullet in half, throwing that knife at someone, having the person like explode, like shatter, having their gun go through the air, grabbing the gun out of midair, shooting someone in the face. You know what I mean? Like it's just so satisfying.
Yeah, it
It's
feels like
so
an
fun.
action movie. Like it feels like you are in the action movie and
Yeah,
actually
it's
doing it.
really fucking fun. And like blocking bullets with your gun, and I don't know, it's fun.
It's like you were in the Matrix and you actually pulled off the Matrix, which is, everyone's wanting to do it. And but I mean, like, so we were talking about this last week, and I guess even now, like the potential of VR, we were talking about it with Nier Automata, or not Automata, but just Nier Replicant and Yoko Taro, and just telling more types of stories in VR and things like that. Are there any game experiences that you kind of hope come to VR, or that you're looking forward to, or wish happen?
So here's the thing about like VR is like I'm not down on VR or anything. I'm not against VR. I just feel like for me personally, I'm not as interested in a gaming VR experience. But what I do want VR for is just like everything else. I want like the vacation thing, for example. Like I want to go on a leisurely walk on a fucking like beach somewhere, or I want to chill out in a mountain cabin. Or it would be even good for like meetings, for example. Like, let's say, well, actually, I don't want to like jinx or anything, but like, let's say, a couple of years where like working from home is definitely like the thing now. And if you need to be in a meeting and you need to feel like you're, in a room with people, then I believe VR application is really good for that. You could be in a virtual meeting room.
Yeah, that's true. And I know that they've through, there's actually a lot of different virtual like meetup spaces or apps that you can use to be productive. I think Microsoft has their own for their augmented reality. Oculus has its own, and I Steam has one as well. But essentially you can add your own like your desktop into VR, like your desk, your keyboard. And then, type in VR if you want to. But you can also kind of connect with other people, invite them into your room and work on projects that way. Like, just like how you were saying, you know what I mean? It's just kind of, to me now, that application is still kind of weird for me. Just because the headset, while it's not, to me, it's not that heavy. After around 2 hours, though, I was like, okay, I might want to, like, I could feel my head kind of drooping a little bit.
Yeah. I think like once headsets get lighter and lighter, or maybe I don't know, if we can work on that, then that might be a reasonably good feature application for VR. And just for me personally, like I just don't know what gaming experience I want in VR. If I think about the games that I'm excited about, like right now, for example, let's just say it's Nier or like World Ends With You or FF16 or something like that. I'm like, I don't want those games in VR though. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to be in the world of World Ends With You or something like that, or I wouldn't want to be the main character of a like Final Fantasy game. I think how they're doing it right now, where they're selling side experiences, like for example, for 15, there was that weird ass
That
FF15 like fishing VR thing.
fishing
Yeah,
VR thing, yeah. But
that's fine. That's fine if you want to be like in the world of whatever the name of that world was for 15 in VR. But as for the main game itself, like I don't know. It's not something that I'm really into, so I
I
haven't really
mean,
thought about it.
I kind of feel you on that, and in the sense that these kind of side experiences for games, like as a way of telling another version of not another version, but a side story, or something that's like, hey, the main character is here. You kind of maybe interact with them. You see some things from the main game, but for the most part, you're doing something that's completely different. And maybe it does, it ties into it. Maybe it doesn't. But just having it to where it's tailored for the VR experience, I think that that's really important. I would be more interested in those kind of experiences. And for me personally, I've been hunting for more VR stuff just because I'm still kind of my interest is still kind of high. And I've been seeing a lot of application for working out, or at least getting my heart rate up. I won't say working out because for working out,
It's
I
like
would
you gotta do like weights or thing. Like you're talking like Beat Saber, that kind of thing, or
like rhythm games like Beat Saber. I know there's another rhythm game that specifically targets like getting your adrenaline up, getting your heart rate up. It has calories how many calories you're burning.
A counter in there. Yeah, okay.
It has a counter in there for you. So, you know, for those kind of experiences, I'm looking forward to trying to find something for health. I tried Just Dance. Oh, no, Dance Central.
Okay, yeah.
The harmonics one. And what's so weird is Dance Central, I remember in college watching a lot of people play this game, and some people who were good at dancing, some people who weren't necessarily that good at dancing, but everyone was having fun. And it still captures that environment, even though you don't see people around you. You know, you're not looking at your friends dancing. You mm-hmm. just have like the trainer in front of you. But I found myself like I was almost in a workout class, and it was like, okay, this is cool, you know. So it's got its applications, and I think it's just for each person to kind of find those experiences.
Right. Yeah. So I just think there's still a lot of potential for VR for sure. I mean, like in the next 10 years, we'll probably see tremendous leaps in VR. I have a feeling. As for games, though, it remains to be seen. Like, I'm not totally down on gaming VR. I'm not saying it's just like not going to be a thing. I just don't know what I want out of it. I know, like, for example, Half-Life Alyx is like supposed to be like the VR game to play. Like, that's mm-hmm. the VR game.
Right. But
I haven't bought it because like I'm not like, it's not something personally that I'm super, super excited about.
I want to try it because like I've seen the finger tracking inside the Oculus without the controllers, without the remote. And it's actually it's really accurate to how I'm moving my hands. And sometimes I'll try just navigating and browsing things without using the controllers, which you can do that. And that's when it starts feeling even more cool. You know, like, I mean, I just remember looking at something, you know, like even Iron Man, you know, when Iron Man pulls up Jarvis and stuff first time I ever saw that, I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh,
like,
that looks really cool. Yeah, exactly.
And it felt like, okay, I'm kind of getting into that. Like, I can't wait for it to progress to that level. And like you said, like, I think the leisurely stuff is, for me, honestly, games are a plus, probably narrative games for me or what I want to see more, but like, you know, like what the next type of visual novel would look like, or, you know, those kind of soap opera experiences.
I just don't think you can like shoehorn a video game into VR. Like, it might work, it might not work. Like, for example, we know that Capcom announced Resi 4 for VR, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Resi 4 was designed from the ground up to be a game played on a TV, like all the maps and like the way that enemies come at you and everything was designed, you know, in that space.
Right.
So can you shoehorn a game like Resi 4 into VR? Maybe. Is it going to be good? Sure, it'll be fine, but
yeah, they're literally rebuilding it from the ground up, so it's, you know, who knows. But it's, I mean, not
you should get it. And I'm
definitely getting it for the second time. I haven't actually played RE4 that many times. It'll be my second time actually buying, probably even playing it. It's a good game, though. It's a good game. Now if they put RE5 in there, I'll go back.
You like 5, really?
I played 5 with a friend. This is back when I was in between jobs, and I was playing with my friend. I had no interest in it, but we ended up playing that game like four or five times. Like, we just,
that's way too many times to play through RE5.
That's
amazing.
We went through the you know, all the difficulties. Then we went through some of the bonus, you know, the mercenaries. Maybe it was mercenaries. We were doing everything.
It's probably mercenaries. Yeah.
Oh,
everyone,
my goodness.
Everyone does mercenaries. Yeah.
My girl Sheva.
Yeah,
Chris punching boulders, man, it don't get much better than that. That game was like the best co-op game. If you had a friend, you will laugh, you will enjoy it, you will probably make fun of everything in it all at the same time and not take it seriously, but it just had, you know, it's best with friends. Mm-hmm. Don't play it alone.
Right. Sure.
It's not bad, it's kind of sad.
Right.
It's by itself anyways. I guess moving on, because like I said, we're keeping this one short, to Golden Week stuff. Golden Week.
Yeah, I mean, Steam, we're going to want to talk about the Steam stuff, but don't forget, like, there's also Golden Week sales running on PSN, eShop, probably other stores. I want to say GOG themselves is running a sale. It's not called Golden Week. I believe it's called just the Spring Sale, if I'm not on drugs. Okay, never mind. GOG's not running a sale.
Yeah, I think Epic is, I don't know if it's a Spring Sale, but I know Epic is doing a sale of some sort, but there's also
PSN is having a sale, and Nintendo eShop, so you can go ahead and check out some cool deals. Maybe you're not a PC gamer, maybe you prefer to game on console, you can also check out some deals there.
That's true. There's a lot of Japanese games that I think that they have highlighted. Of course, the Yakuza series is probably the number one,
just that one.
For this
just get Yakuza. That's the one.
Just get one of them. I mean, of course, on Steam they're on sale, and probably on PlayStation Network. I am tempted to. I really wish Judgment or Judge Eyes was on PC. Yes, because I have it on PS4, but I want that next level, that high frame rate, that crispiness.
Yeah,
that gold.
You should get a Yakuza game, dude. Get Kiwami, get Zero, get one of them.
I'm tempted. So Yakuza Like a Dragon is on sale, and I really want that's the one I want to start from. I know it's not the one I need
it's
to, but
the
it's
newest
the one.
But you want to start with that one? Yeah.
Well, no, it's like the most interesting one. Like, I just like the character. Like, I don't know. There's something about the dude. Yeah. He just seems like a cool dude. You know, like Kiryu. Like, I don't know. This one seems a little bit. It's kind of like that old school vibe. You know, but this one's kind of like a little bit new school with it. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. That's the theme really of the game, but yeah.
Well,
the Mega Man Legacy Collection right there. That one's
the Mega Man. I think I got the other one. This is the Zero Collection. I have the other one.
Yeah.
The X Collection. I have that.
There's
one.
A lot of good deals. Like, oh man, if you love Japanese games, like, you know, we do this. The Golden Week sale is like so good.
Get your Death Stranding for cheap, or some might say the right price. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure. Well, how much? It's like 30 cat, I think.
Yeah, you can get that. Little Nightmares. That's published by Bandai Namco. But
that's
Little Nightmares.
Sale too?
That's on sale. Yeah, it's on like 80% off here on Steam in Japan.
Not what I would consider a Japanese game, but that's fine. Well,
yeah, it's not. But they're just, you know. Automata is on sale.
Yeah, 50% off. That's a historic low, I believe.
No, it's not a historic. Well, it's the historic same. It only happens so rarely, though. That's the thing. It only happens like twice a year if you're lucky.
Okay, and maybe you can. Maybe it's a safe time to buy it. They said they're gonna patch it, so if we believe them, then maybe it's okay to buy it.
Yeah, 4 months later, you know, 5, 7.
I don't know when that patch is coming. They have to patch Replicant still. So
I told you there. It's gonna be a buddy patch. They're gonna patch them both on the same day. It's gonna go live.
I can't believe Replicant shipped. With that. The way that it did still. I mean, that's mind-boggling to me. But.
Oh, man. So I'm getting Code Vein, finally. I mean, it's not,
yeah,
I don't
game.
Think this
yeah,
is, I don't think it's like a record low. It's 67% off on, Japanese Steam, but I've been looking at it, and I just, you know what, I'm finally just going to do it.
I will tell you what the historic low is for Code Vein. It might be. Is there any?
Oh, dude, Octopath Traveler is 50% off as well.
Off, which is like now that's the right price. Don't pay more than 50% off. Yeah, it's really expensive.
That's the right, unless you want to wait for a Project Triangle. That's what it was called, right? Project Triangle.
Project Triangle Strategy or
Stratagem
whatever.
Or something.
So the current price for Code Vein on Steam is indeed the same price as the historic low.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, get into that. I know we had talked about getting God Eater 3.
So we might get God Eater 3. I mean, when I finished Code Vein, I got an interest in God Eater after finishing that game because it looks really good. I mean, because when you're in the mindset of Code Vein and you're in that world, you're like, okay, this is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. So I thought about getting God Eater 3, but I don't like God Eater games. So I've tried to play God Eater. I've tried to play God Eater 1 on PSP. I didn't like it. And then I tried to get God Eater 2, Rage Burst, I believe it's called. On PC. I own both on rebought one, Resurrection, and I bought Rage Burst on PC. Gave God Eater a second try. Did not get through it. I don't like it. I didn't like it. Part of the reason why I didn't like it on PC is because, like, it fell off because obviously those games were designed for the PSP. Both of them, I think two was also on PSP, if I'm not mistaken.
The last one was on a Vita, right? Three?
Three was on console.
Or
actually.
No, it's console.
Yeah.
But was it on Vita, though? Was it on actual a Vita? Like Vita and console?
I think three was console only.
Okay, because it came out, it was that weird promo period where they were actually promoing a lot of Code Vein stuff. And then, like, God Eater 3 was just. It was somewhere. It got delayed. I don't know what happened to God Eater 3.
Yeah, so God Eater 3 is on Switch and PS4 and PC only. It was never on a portable handheld game, or console, rather. But yeah, so when I got 2 and 1, or Resurrection, you can tell that like the DNA in those games are for PSP, just the way that they look and the way that they play, and especially in terms of how the camera kind of moves. It really has that weird acceleration where you, the longer you hold the stick down, the faster the camera spins, which is not something that I enjoy. So I didn't, I had a hard time getting through it. So I gave up again, but I'm willing to give three, a shot with friends just because, just because like maybe we'll have, we'll play it together maybe. And since it's designed for a console from the ground up, it won't exhibit those weird handheld kind of, you know, issues. Like it won't look like a handheld game, won't like feel one, hopefully. So
I feel like it, it should be, some of that stuff should be hopefully remedied.
Yeah, speaking of handheld games that are on console, you, like you have on screen, for me at least, Final Fantasy Type-0. That game in Japan was released on PSP, and then it got re-released on PS4 and with on HD. PC. So I bought the game on PS4 when it came out, and that absolutely controlled like a PSP game. The the camera was so weird. It did the thing where you like you tap the right stick a tiny bit, and it would just shoot across, and it was just like the acceleration of the camera was so weird.
Oh man!
And it was just like so like stiff, like as if you were controlling it with a goddamn PSP that, face, you know, buttons. It was awful. Face buttons. This is bad.
I have it on PS4 too, and I want to go and actually play. This was the one that I was actually really kind of like out of that. What was it? The 13 series. There were 13 versus 13.
Yeah, and it was Agito and versus, and Agito became Type-0, and versus became 15.
Yeah. So I actually do want to go back and or not go back. I do want to play. I remember just playing the demo for it, and people were obsessed about the fact that not obsessed, but they're like, "You chocobos die." I was like, "What the heck?"
Okay. Yeah, of course they die. Yeah.
Chocobos get shot. I was like, "Dang." But yeah, tells
you. Did you play it? You never finished it, right?
I never started it. So.
Oh, I powered through it. I enjoyed it. To be honest, I had the issues with the camera, and I'm like, okay, this kind of sucks, but. After I was there like 5-6 hours, you're like kind of get used to it. I finished it and I thought it was all right.
Cool. Tales games are on sale too. Tales of Vesperia. I already owned this, but
yeah, but I'm trying to think.
Yeah. It's like on the screen. I'm kind of wondering what are the other Tales that are on.
Vesperia won't show up for you. You're in the Japanese. You have a Japanese account, so
yeah. Vesperia none of this is nothing from Bandai Namco shows up for me. Like.
Yeah, it's all region locked for you.
It's region locked.
You are on a Japanese account.
Japan.
So if you type in Tales of Berseria, it's not going to show up. I bet you.
Yeah, none of the Tales are. All I have are Sword Art Online games that are on sale.
That sucks. Yeah,
And Tekken 7, which I guess if you want to get into Tekken 7, you know, go ahead and get your Tekken 7 on or Soul Calibur.
Isn't Soul Calibur on sale as well?
Soul Calibur is on sale. Looks like all the DLC is half off. Let me go to the main game just to see how much. I own, I almost thought I started up Soul Calibur 6. But, I 85% off, at least here in Japan. So it's like $12. $10 something. If you want to get into some Soul Calibur 6, which honestly, Soul Calibur 6 is a really good game. I played a lot of it on launch, and of course, as with every Soul Calibur, I tail off, or everyone tails off, probably about 6 months later. Solid game, though. Solid game.
Yeah, isn't 2B in that game as a DLC character?
Yeah, 2B is. She's a DLC character in the game, and they did a really good... So I didn't know much about 2B at this time. I didn't really understand even the level or the environment kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, there we go. She has some story with Ivy. I don't know why, but you know, Ivy, that's my girl. You know, that's my character.
Yeah, for the boobs, right? Obviously.
No, man. I just for some reason Ivy clicks with me. I don't know why. I don't know. anyways, but they worked with Square and made sure to, you know, she pretty much has all of her moves.
Yeah, I think the voice, or at least the English version, English voice actress came back to voice 2B for SoCal DLC.
And the stage looks really good too. Honestly, like, I mean, the character model, everything about her, I was just like, oh, this is actually pretty cool, but I know nothing about this character, but like going back and looking and playing, it's kind of like, oh snap, you know, this is 2B, like kind of one-to-one, like they did a good job incorporating her weapons. And
she looks really good. Yeah. The pod is there as well.
So even the kind of the dodge animation effect and all that stuff, it's there. So, but yeah, Soul Calibur or Tekken, whichever one you want there. I'm sure Street Fighter is also on sale if you want to get some Street Fighter.
I think if you had to like pick like two games to buy, my recommendation if you're gonna be getting anything from the Steam sale at least, I would say get a Yakuza game, and then get a Persona 4 Golden, and I
That
don't know,
is
I want to
on
say like one
sale.
more. Yeah,
Persona 4.
get Chrono Trigger, I guess. So get Persona 4
Wait.
Golden, get Persona 4 Golden, get like a Yakuza game, maybe Zero, and then get Chrono Trigger. Those are my three games I'm gonna recommend you pick up from the Steam sale.
Yeah, you can definitely kind of look at these, and I will say all of the Square Enix games, of course, when they go on sale, they all go on sale. So if you're missing any of the Final Fantasies from seven, well, I
Dragon
would
Quest
say
didn't go on sale, though.
eight, nine. Oh, but Dragon Quest didn't? Okay. So 8, 9. I don't know if 10-10-2 collection is on
Probably. I bought
sale.
those for
Probably
sure,
is.
though, yeah.
All the 13 series. Just yeah, pretty much anything like that. Go for it. And then I guess for my recommendations, I have been trying to like I would agree with the Yakuza pick. I would like for me honestly, I don't know how I'm not buying Like a Dragon other than the fact that I won't get around to it right now. If you can get Judgment though or Judge Eyes, if you can get that, I
Judgment in English, yeah,
in
if that
English, yeah.
comes, if that comes out from PC ever.
Yeah, get that. They're talking about a sequel for it. That's because like that's personally got my favorite Japanese actor in it, Kimura Takia. Like period. That's my boy. I don't care. I watch everything he's been in. Almost. It's like
Almost.
four or five things I haven't. So or like a Devil May Cry.
Oh
DMC
yeah,
five.
like DMC4, 5, fucking
Three
DMC if you
the
want. Yeah,
collection, yeah.
DMC by
Yo, yo,
Ninja
no,
Theory.
DMC is good. DMC by Ninja
I
Theory
like
is
it. No, I
good.
liked it. I liked, don't get me wrong. I
People be
mean, a lot of
hating on
people
that
hated it.
game.
I actually like, I'm not gonna, I'll admit, I like the Ninja Theory DMC. I thought it was all right.
People be hating. I
So.
don't know. Well, I gotta say, I like the fact that they actually built a story with the. Well, they built a world. That I would say they did that. Capcom had better characters. They had the better world building in there, in terms of like the entire overall environment. I think so, there's probably some influence in terms of in DMC5 from that game. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people give shit. I mean, I remember a couple years, especially a couple years ago when it came out. Well, at this point, it would have been like 6 years, I think.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, "Oh, why did you change Dante to some, punk ass kid or whatever?" But Ninja Theory said they're like, "We took a bunch of designs and we took them to Capcom,
Yeah,
and
Capcom had to
Capcom,
approve it. It wasn't just like we just made this and Capcom was like,
yeah, and Capcom
oh.
was like, no, do it more like this, do it more like this, do it more like this." So like, the reason why Dante looks the way that he does in DMC was Capcom, like, almost directed them, I think, to
Yeah,
do it like that.
even with
So,
the combat, Capcom
yeah.
had a hand in touching up the combat because Ninja Theory always had decent combat, but it was never like at a level that you'd be like, oh, like this feels really good. But the combat in that game was
Yeah, it was fun.
solid.
It was really good. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
So yeah, you can get the Devil May Cries. Yeah, so for me, definitely pick up a Yakuza or a Devil May Cry. Those are probably my, Devil May Cry, that's still my series. That's my series. But those games that you like, are they on
Which one?
sale? The
The
creepy peoples?
sexy games?
No, I mean those are on sale. Yes, the sexy games are on sale. They were throwing those VR ads at me for VR Kanojo and stuff. And I was like, oh, let me see what this is about. And Trix was like,
Wait, which games are you talking about?
I think it was just VR Kanojo. Is this one?
Yeah,
Or
you
AI
sure?
Shoujo, and then there's VI
Oh, these are
Kanojo.
on sale. Yeah,
Yeah.
these are on sale. Oh shit, do it. You should play one on stream.
What? No, they literally have look like literally, the tags at the bottom of this are sexual content, nudity, mature, simulation, NSFW, FPS.
No, I mean like the horror games.
Oh, the horror. Why?
Not VR. I don't know if you kind of. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you play that. That's what you
Why
do
do I
in
feel
your
like I
private.
just got
What you do in your private time. What you do in your private time is entirely like up to you. I
What
don't
if like
mind.
I just got set up? I just feel like I got set up right there. What the heck? Oh, okay. So anyways, are these is this the series? The from the makers of the that one game, Chilla Arts? Yeah, these are
Yeah,
the
Chilla's Art. They do all the really good indie Japanese games. So there's like a shitload, actually. You can buy the pack. I don't know how much the whole pack is. It's probably like $30, but you get like 30 games, I
I mean, these
think.
things are on sale for like pretty much all half off to extent. Like
You're like
they're less
really,
than $5. They're like $3. One of these is 52 cents. Like
How
legit
much is a
52 cents.
complete pack? I mean, if you have money to blow and you really like Japanese horror games, just go ahead and buy. Yeah, $30 for the Chilla's Art complete pack. You get a bunch of games. So, if you really like horror games, definitely am.
Or if you're looking for something to entertain your stream with, Kukiyomi is also on sale too.
So I heard some of these are like, some of them aren't as good as the other ones. I heard Stigmatized Property, Jikobukan in Japanese, is one of the good ones. I've been playing that
one. Oh, it looks, wow, it actually looks pretty good too. Like, I mean, in terms of graphic quality, look, they stepped it up.
I played Community Store on stream and I played Caregiver on stream. Caregiver. But yeah, I heard was it Jiken? Jiko? Jikobukan. I heard that one was a good one. And I'm interested personally in Ghost Train. I want to play that one as well.
Where's the Ghost Train at? I mean, like a lot of these games, it looks like a lot of, well, I don't know if it's just the way that Steam has it sorted, but a lot, like I'd say like half of their collection is actually thumbed up.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. They're really well received. Yeah. A lot of these guys, a lot of the games are pretty well received. So if you really like indie Japanese horror games, I recommend a lot of these games. They're really short. They're on average like 2 hours per playthrough. But most of them are like walking simulators. The story just kind of plays out as you go throughout the day. So Convenience Store is what they call a walking simulator, and the story plays out. Caregiver is more or less the same thing. It has a few mild puzzles. Shouldn't take you too long. Like, it took me a while. I got stuck for some dumbass reason. But like, honestly, the game's only 2 hours long, and they're like, and the price, I think they're priced appropriately. Especially
they're $5 and below. One of them is $8. I don't even know which this, the Hanako-san, which Hanako-san, I will say, has better graphics. Yeah.
Hanako-san is one of the more ambitious ones, because that is not a walking simulator. I think that one has combat. That one has boss fights.
This one is a game, like more of a game.
Yeah, I was watching some VTubers, like Shishiro Botan from Hololive. She was playing Hanako as well on stream. It has like boss fights and that kind of thing. So that's a little more ambitious. But you know, stuff like Convenience Store Caregiver, that's what they call walking simulators with super easy puzzles.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not playing that, but I mean, who knows? Actually, these actually are pretty, like I said, appropriately priced and a good value. I've seen two of them at least now, and they haven't disappointed.
Did you watch me play Convenience Store, did you?
I watched a little bit. I definitely didn't watch as much as I watched you on that Caregiver Caretaker. That was some next level stuff.
Yeah, I guess Hanako is like, there's like health. I think that's sort of flash out, actually. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's a little more of a game, in quotation marks here, a video game. But
I did find out that there is a some sort of patch or software or something, a mod, I guess, to play Alien Isolation in VR.
If you want to do that, go ahead. You're more than welcome to.
I'm okay. But yeah, I think those are our picks. I'm getting God Eater 3, I think, is in my cart.
Yeah, I'll buy that. And like when we're done streaming, I guess.
There's a visual novel I want to try out, Marco or something. There's with a dinosaur. Steins Gate is up there too.
Is on sale? It has to be on sale. It has to be.
Oh, it probably is on sale. I can't spell Steins Gate. Stein, is it I-E-N or E-I-N?
E-I-N-S semicolon gate. It's half off.
So pretty much any Japanese game you could think of that is on a PC.
Oh, how much is Guilty Gear?
Guilty Gear is, they're cheap.
It's free.
They're on that price again, man. I don't know what this is.
Accent Core Plus R is like less than a drink at Starbucks.
Like, I don't understand what it is with the Arxis, with their
just make these games free to play.
I don't even know what this is. Arcana Hearts. It's like $10. That's fine. The Guilty Gear games are like $5.
Blaze Blue as well. Some of the Blaze Blue games are really cheap.
Oh yeah, the Blaze Blue is like $6. Like four. Yeah, Exard Sign, just to get into it, just to play what, see what it's about. That's like $5.
Whoa, should I get Blaze Blue Central Fiction? It's only like, it's 80% off.
It's 80% off.
For Central Fiction. Man, this is tempting.
I don't know what they want us to do. They don't even want us to play. They just want us to buy it and support them.
Buy these video games just for no problem. Just buy it and support them. That's a lot of good games. Like Chaos Code, if you want like a really kind of a niche fighting game that's Melty Blood's on sale as well. Melty Blood's really holy fucking cheap. Look how cheap Melty Blood is, dude.
Wait, let me go find Melty Blood out of nowhere. And Melty Blood, aka the fighter where everyone's like, yo, kids.
He's button mash. You button mash the shit. Have you ever played Melty Blood?
I played Melty Blood way back at my local anime club.
Yeah, you
in the corner. In the corner at that. Everyone's like, oh man, you know about that Melty Blood? I'm like, what are y'all trying to get me into?
Oh my god, Arcana Heart 3 Love Max 6 stars with 6 exclamation points.
Yeah, Melty Blood is just extend. It's just like $5. Remember everyone playing Melty Blood was playing that mug on a PC, on a PC, laptop. Yeah. It was also like some little laptop that someone had, and it's like, oh, we're about to play.
And
some
the graphics kind of look borderline like Mugen graphics.
Yeah. Oh, Melty Blood. Oh man. Yeah, all these games are cheap. I would almost get The Missing, but which is done by Swery. But I tried the demo and I just wasn't feeling it. I don't like the move speed in that game.
For which game? Sorry?
The Missing. It's The Missing, JJ McAfeeld and the Island of Memories.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's done by Swear. You pretty much just chop parts of your body off to solve puzzle.
Cool. That sounds fun.
Literally it. Anyways. Go pick up Persona 4 Golden.
Yeah, I'm really thinking about getting Blaze Blue now.
Oh, wait, is Persona 5 Strikers on sale? I wonder.
It's on sale, yeah. I bought it. It's on sale.
Is it on sale for me, though? It's a better question. Oh, it's on sale for 25% off of the 8,000 yen that it costs. Well, I'm going to wait for that to go down a little bit more. It's probably like, no, you just go play Persona 5 first and then come back and get, because I have no clue what's going on. Ish. Anyways, we're gonna go back. We're done. We're shutting the show off. Shutting it down. This went on too long. It's only supposed to be an hour. I mean, it's only supposed to be 30 minutes.
I don't know. Like, I actually...
You're going to get Blaze Blue? Is that what's in? Is that what you're...
You're muted. Fuck.
Wait, what? What? I just
muted. You're fucking muted. I can't fucking hear you.
How did I mute my... what? Chat, I muted myself from Alex. I don't know where... Okay, there we go. I'm back.
You're muted. You were muted for a while, man.
I don't know how long I was muted for. You didn't even tell me I was muted. Well, no, you did.
Yeah, you're muted.
This is like the time when it was like backslash, but it's not a backslash.
Oh, you're fucking muted.
Yeah, I got it. Anyways.
I don't know how you muted yourself. You're muted on Discord. I have no idea.
My hotkey is really annoying. It's
you just triggered your mute hotkey? That's funny.
It's always do it.
Okay. Anyways, Persona 5's on sale, and I still want to get Blaze Blue.
I guess go get your Blaze Blue. I mean, you'll find someone playing it. There'll be one person.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a fighting game.
Invest that time. But yeah, that's our Golden Week little episode right here. Alex, are you streaming anything, or what do you got planned next? What are you playing now?
Yeah, I bought Dragon Quest actually. Dragon Quest 11S on PC, so I'm gonna start streaming that because it's been a while since I played through a JRPG on stream.
Mm-hmm. You chose the longest one you could find.
It's pretty long.
You chose the longest one.
Freaking
intro is gonna take for.
I started streaming Dragon Quest 11 on Thursday last week, so we got to the point where you pick up Eric, known as Kamyu, if you played the game in Japanese. But I'm still beginning the game basically, so I'm gonna be streaming 11 on and off, and when I'm not streaming 11, I'm gonna be playing FF14 because that game never ends, and I still want to get through a bunch of the content before Endwalkers drops the end of this year.
Oh yeah, go to the moon, man. Get that moon action.
I want to do raids. I want to do I want to check out the raids. So I want to see how that goes. But man, obviously, to get that far, I have to get to the end. So
there you go. Yeah,
that's it. That's what I'm streaming.
Definitely go and check them out at Route24, R-O-U-T-E-24. That's going to be on Tuesdays, Thursdays in Japan at 9 p.m. JST, which is 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. If you're somewhere else, then I'm sorry, but you'll have to do the math.
I guess you can just convert it, yeah.
You'll have to convert. And I'll be playing, I don't know what I'll be going back to Kingdom Hearts and Crash Bandicoot 4 after this week. So by the time this podcast goes up, you'll be seeing me play those games again. Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 9 p.m. JST, same time as my co-host here. So definitely catch us there. And remember, if you like this podcast, leave us a review on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you're listening to us. We definitely appreciate that. And also, just for some support, please. I have like prayer hands right now. You can't see them, or you can see them if you're listening on or watching on YouTube. Go ahead and follow us on or subscribe to us on YouTube as well. And then you can follow us on our social media channels at UGP_cast. That's Twitter and Instagram. There we go.
Cool. Sounds good.
We out. We about to go play some Golden Week.
I'm seriously considering buying a stupid fighting game.
You're not, this is like last time summer sale. I bought Guilty Gear and I'm like, at least I can watch the anime cutscenes.
Still, because they're really good. Yeah,
you can just watch them. You don't even need to mess around with the story or the game. Just watch the cutscenes.
I'm gonna get Nitro Blasters, which just has a bunch of Nitro Plus girls in it.
You like enjoy that,
like Super Sonico. She's in the game.
Senran Kagura. What was it? There's
a Senran Kagura character in Nitro Blasters. So.
And probably an Akiba's Trip too. Can't believe you tried to get me to get that.
Man. No.
Akiba's Trip. It's actually Akiba's Trip.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about, man?
I looked up that combat system. You beat the clothes off people.
Yeah. That's not a fighting game. It's an open world. I played it. I beat it. It's fun.
Yeah. It's like a Yakuza kind of or GTA whatever.
Honestly, I'm not even kidding. I played and I beat that game. It's all right. It's pretty fun. It's wild. It's a really good representation of Akiba, circa like 2012 or something.
Even beating the clothes off people.
Yeah, exactly. Because I love picking up a keyboard off the ground and just beat the shit out of people with a keyboard. Like,
oh,
game
man.
Is wild, by the way. Yeah, anyways. All right, that's it. We're done. All right, goodbye, everyone.
All right, everyone. Yeah. Take it easy. We'll catch you for episode number 83 of the No Games Podcast next week. Until then, go play some Japanese games. Go find you one.
All right, cool. All right, see ya.
All right, see ya. Boop, 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 boop.